Good morning. The scripture reading is John 8, 12 through 20. Jesus, the light of the world. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Then the Pharisees said to him, you are testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid. Jesus answered, even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid because I know where I have come from and where I am going, but you do not know where I come from, where I am going. You judge by human standards. I judge no one. Yet, even if I do judge, my judgment is valid, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law, it is written that testimony of two witnesses is valid. I testify on my own behalf, and the Father who sent me testifies on my behalf. Then they said to him, where is your father? Jesus answered, you know neither me nor my father. If you knew me, you would know my father also. He spoke these words while he was teaching in the treasury of the temple, but no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. Praise be to God. Amen.
Let us pray together. Lord God, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to be here this morning. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace, for the forgiveness we received in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your church, the body. I lift up all those who are here, those who are not here, those who might be watching this later or right now. And I ask that you would speak now to all of us through your word and the message you have for us this morning. May your spirit open our hearts and our minds and prepare us to receive your word. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me test your memory a little bit. So a few months ago, on April 8th, to be exact, something interesting happened. Can anyone remember what it was? The eclipse. The prize goes to Dennis. Dennis answered first. A total solar eclipse moved across North America, right? Passing over Mexico, the United States, and Canada. And people flocked to Niagara Falls, which happened to be a top viewing spot for this. And the next one visible, by the way, from the United States will only be in 2044. Now, as you know, a total solar eclipse happens when the moon passes between the sun and the earth, completely blocking the face of the sun. And as a result, the sky darkens as if it were dawn or dusk. And so during an eclipse, what you basically have is a situation in which the moon is photobombing the sun's selfie, okay? So the moon is really upstaging the diva. The moon is basically mooning the sun. So for a few hours, the moon, a mirror, by the way, that is supposed to reflect the light of the sun, is going rogue. All right, so as Christians, there's something we can learn from an eclipse like this. It's a powerful reminder of our role as followers of Jesus. And here's what I mean, and I will make it real simple. Jesus is the sun. We are not. We are moons. And we should not step in front of the sun and block the light, ever. We should reflect the light. We see in the Bible that Jesus used many metaphors to describe himself and his ministry. Last week we talked about Jesus saying, I'm the bread of life, if you remember. He also said, I'm the living water. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the good shepherd. And as we just read in John chapter 8, Jesus also said, I am the light of the world. He says, I am the world's light. And so Jesus is the light, and our job is, as his followers, to reflect that light. Our role is to be moons, without going rogue, by the way, without ever blocking the light. Our part is to be reflective surfaces that bounce the light of God into the dark corners of the world. So let's talk about that a little bit more this morning. What it means to reflect the Son of God's light. First of all, good mirrors reflect light without distorting the light. If we are going to be a good reflection of God's light, then we cannot distort it. We cannot misrepresent or alter or falsify or mislead. We cannot distort the light and the gospel message. I don't know, have you ever been to a fair or a carnival where they have one of these fun houses and with all the goofy mirrors? Remember that? That make you look tall or thin or short or wide. And by the way, my personal favorite is the one that makes me look like Richard Gere. I'm just kidding, okay? But you know what I'm talking about, right? These mirrors. They distort your image. Well, as faithful followers of Jesus, we do not distort the light. We don't make it into something it's not. We don't alter the message to reflect our brand of politics. There's no bait and switch in the Christian life or message. We do not make promises like, when you follow Jesus, you are always going to be healthy. Or you're never going to experience problems. Or you're only going to prosper and be wealthy. No, the only thing we can promise is a cross and a crown. And Jesus said, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to you, right? No, give glory to your Father in heaven. We should be a light to other people, not distort the light of Jesus, but reflect it and live in a way that people will see the good things we do, which lead them to praise not us, but our Father in heaven. Secondly, if we're going to be mirrors who reflect God's light, then we need polishing and we need cleaning. As mirrors, there are times, quite often actually, where we need to be cleaned, where we need to be polished. Let me tell you something interesting. I don't know if you've ever heard of the giant Magellan Telescope in Chile. They started with construction in 2015 and they hope to finish in the early 2030s. And it'll be 10 times more powerful than the Hubble Space Telescope. It'll be the largest optical observatory in the world. And the telescope, as you can see there, will use 7 of the world's largest mirrors. Each mirror will be over 27 feet in diameter. But here's what's interesting about these large mirrors they'll be using. Each of them goes through 50 to 80 cycles of polishing and measuring. And when they measure, they generate a contour map of the errors in the mirror's surface. And then they feed those maps into a computer that controls the polishing tools so that it either spends more time or exerts more pressure on the high spots of the mirror. And it takes a whole year to fully grind and polish one mirror segment. So it's taken years of grinding and polishing to create this telescope. Because you see, mirrors, true mirrors, don't just happen. It takes time. It takes work. And the same is true for our lives as mirrors that reflect God's love and His message. The Apostle Paul says, "You were taught to leave your old self, to stop living the evil way you lived before. You were taught to be made new in your hearts, to become a new person. And that new person is made to be like God, made to be truly good and holy." Now, we are cleansed when we confess our sins, when we repent, when we change our ways. We are polished by God's Word and the Holy Spirit working in our lives. And it's called the process of sanctification, becoming more and more like our Lord Jesus. We are polished by other Christians who hold us accountable and encourage us, who point out the areas where we need to grow, the parts of our lives that need to be smoothed out. So as Christians, we are works in progress. And for us to reflect God's light, we need to be cleaned and polished continually. Okay, so if you're going to be reflecting the light, know that good mirrors reflect light, they don't distort it. And good mirrors are polished and they're clean. And here's something else you need to know. Mirrors that function improperly can become death rays. When a mirror does not function properly, it can actually cause a lot of damage. It can even become a death ray. There's a building in London that they nicknamed the walkie-talkie. As you can see, it has a glass exterior with a concave shape. And so one day, a guy, it wasn't Ed, by the way, parked his black Jaguar XJ near the building. And when he came back later, he noticed that the interior of the car had melted. So it seems like the walkie-talkie was actually more like the laser dish on the Death Star. It was concentrating the sun's rays on a particular spot on the pavement that made the Jag look as if been fried with a giant magnifying glass. A local barbershop reported that its carpet was set on fire by the building's death ray. The owner of a neighboring Vietnamese restaurant demonstrated what the 196.3 degree beam of light can do by frying an egg for reporters on the front steps of his establishment. And apparently nobody had bothered to think about what effect sticking a giant concave mirror in the middle of London might have. The developers had to fit the building with a sunshade to cool things down. So what I'm saying is, if a mirror is not functioning properly, it can actually cause damage. And there's the chance of people misusing the light of Jesus. There are some people or groups who would twist the words of the Bible to fit their own benefit. Twist it for their own agenda, to justify and flame their own prejudices, to support their beliefs that they are superior, to prop up a specific candidate running for office. It's easy to ignore the totality of Scripture. When we do this, our prejudices usually cause injury. It hurts. It causes damage. So we need to be very careful and how we reflect the light of the gospel. Because when a mirror is functioning improperly, it can become a death ray and cause great, great damage. So good mirrors reflect, they don't distort, they're clean and polished. They don't cause damage. Okay, so finally, mirrors do not block the light, they reflect it. As believers in Christ, as believers in Jesus, we reflect His light. We don't block His light. There's a guy with the name of Alexander Papaderos. He's a teacher of Greek culture, a politician and a doctor of philosophy, and just a remarkable human being. On the island of Crete, next to the mass graves of Germans and Cretans who fought each other in the Second World War, Papaderos has founded an institute for peace. And his institute has become a source of bridge building between the two countries. What has caused and motivates a man like Papaderos to dedicate his life to compassion and peace? He says, when I was a small child, during the war, we were poor and lived in a remote village. And one day on the road, I found the broken pieces of a mirror. It was from a German motorcycle that had been wrecked in that specific place. And I kept one of them, the largest piece. And by scratching it on a stone, I made it round. And I began to play with it as a toy. I became fascinated by the fact that I could reflect light into dark places where the sun would never shine, in deep holes and crevices and dark closets. It became a game for me to get light into the most inaccessible places I could find. And I kept the little mirror, he says, and as I went about my growing up, I would take it out in idle moments and continue the challenge of the game. As I became more mature, I grew to understand that this was a metaphor for what I might do with my life. And I came to understand that I'm not the light or the source of light, but light, truth, understanding, knowledge is there. And it'll shine in many dark places only if I reflect it. He says, I'm a fragment of a mirror whose whole design and shape I do not know. Nevertheless, with what I have, I can reflect light into the dark places of the world and change some things in some people. Perhaps others may see and do likewise. Mirrors do not block the light. They reflect it. And you see, Jesus came to cast the light of salvation. He's the light of liberty. He's the light of forgiveness. He's the light of justice and truth. He's the light of love, the light of reconciliation, the kind of light that should never, ever be blocked. Now, we're living in difficult times in the world and in our country. And there's division. And there's prejudice. And there's fear-mongering and racism and mass shootings. And I could go on and on. And sometimes we wonder, you know, how we can make a difference. As God's child, you can reflect the light of Christ. You can reflect the light of love. You can reflect the light of reconciliation. You can reflect the light of acceptance and tolerance. You can reflect the light of peace. You can reflect the light in the dark places you encounter in your part of the world. You can fight the powers of darkness by reflecting the light of Christ. You can be a moon. Remember, you're not the sun. You are a mirror. Don't block the light. Simply reflect the light. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, thank you that Jesus is the light of the world. And those who follow him will never stumble in the darkness. May that light continue to shine in our own lives as your Spirit works within us, changing us, transforming us, transfiguring us more into the image of Jesus. And by doing that, may we not distort the light of your love, not twist it to cause harm, but simply to reflect it by who we are and what we do, so that you will receive the glory. And we pray this in the name of Jesus, the light of the world. Amen.